This is the city. Seattle, Washington. I work here. I'm a jock.
Friday, May 11th, my partner and I were working the afternoon shift. My partner is Sergeant Rogers. My name's Captain Lockjock. Hello, Sarge.
Hey, buenas noches, Capitan.
Let's check the police blotter and see what kind of caseload we have today.
Dateline Seattle.
Seattle.
Another case of love gone bad in which police had to intervene.
Well, yeah.
A 35-year-old federal wayman arrested early yesterday morning after police found a large bonfire fueled by his ex-girlfriend's belongings, burning in his driveway.
Well,
according to police, dude had hurt feelings. According to police, the man and his lady had recently separated after living together for some time. Apparently, the split was not amicable because early yesterday morning, he took all of her stuff that was left at the house, piled it up in the driveway, and called her on the telephone and said, guess what I'm going to do? Well, a cop showed up to find a bonfire shooting 8-foot flames and the man on the porch drinking a beer with a neighbor.
Yes.
He told officers he had intended to burn the stuff, but the pile caught fire accidentally. He was booked on investigation of arson.
Yes, love works in strange ways.
That's right. Even stranger when it's all done with.
And now let's all hold hands and sing Feelings.
Feelings.
Well, yes.
I'll tell you.
Another unusual story.
That's right.
Here's a strange case out of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yeah?
Remember when Alice Cooper was in town recently?
Mm-hmm.
And we had an Alice Cooper look-alike contest?
That's right.
Well, radio station WRHI in Kalamazoo had one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the winner was... Bill Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing black and white paint on his face and a lizard-skinned top hat... Zurich took first place as the best Alice Cooper lookalike. Unfortunately for radio station WRHI, it wasn't until after Bill had won the contest that they discovered he dresses like that all the time.
Why?
It turns out Bill was an escaped patient from a local hospital.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. Don't.
Listen.
Oh, you mean he got out of the rubber room?
He escaped from the rubber room.
Oh, that's funny.
And entered this contest and won. Listen, but wait. Listen to what Bill won. An invitation to join Alice on stage to sing the song, We're All Crazy.
I can't do that.
That's not all.
No, what else?
A copy of Alice's latest album, which describes his own stay at a psychiatric hospital. And that's not all.
Oh, I can't wait.
The prizes just keep on coming. And an official, I mean official, Alice Cooper certificate of insanity.
I don't believe that. Is that true?
It's in the news. This is in the new issue of...
I wish I could have seen the performance.
Well, get this. Hospital officials were...
Oh, jeez.
Hospital officials were at first reluctant.
No kidding.
About letting Zorich attend the concert, but they finally agreed. As long as Bill was accompanied at all times by two nurses.
Oh, enough. I can't believe it. Oh, give me a break. I have nothing to say.
That's about all the time we have for today. Be listening again for more exciting true life cases. I'm Gary Lockwood's world famous. Police blotter.